to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
1 Corinthians chapter 7 discusses the subject of marriage. Paul was called to be single, and it's a good thing. What woman would like being married to a man who spent all his time on the move or in prison? Without family responsibilities, Paul could invest all his time in his ministry. But not all people are called to be single. Sexual abstinence is the exception, not the norm. Marital pleasures can take the edge off sexual pressures. Divorce was never in God's plan, but many first century Christians were in a unique situation. None of them had heard the gospel before they got married. Inevitably, some spouses became Christians and some did not. What should the believers do? Paul says as long as an unbeliever wants to remain married, the marriage should be preserved. But if the unbeliever departs, let the believer get on with his or her life. This brought up a bigger issue. How was Christian conversion supposed to affect a person's position in life? Paul tells us we need to remain where we're called unless God releases us from that calling. Are you trying to escape an unpleasant job or a rowdy neighbor? Are you running from a church where your feelings were hurt? Escape is not victory. Our mobility will hinder our maturity. People never grow spiritually as long as they're bouncing from job to job, church to church, even marriage to marriage. There are disciplines God can only teach when you remain where you are called.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.